Welcome back. The Infinite Playlist of Geek Network is here and ready to add the juiciest of tunes for your listening pleasures. I am your host, Host Sway, and this week's theme is front women. So fucking stoked. But let's see who's around the table. We have, of course, T-Dog.
Hey, what's going on? I had a really tough time narrowing it down this week. I still have to make five more cuts before we start recording. So, yeah, I'm doing great.
I know. I also always say, go for it.
Oh, to say a little bit of a mini secret here. I took an edible before we started recording, so we'll see when it kicks in.
Bro! Okay, I'm going to go for this one for super long. this was definitely one of my favorite, but goddamn, it's such a hard week because one of my favorite subgenres.
Yeah.
But anyway, of course, as always, we have Keith.
Yo, this was a crazy, crazy category. So I basically had to stop myself from looking for more.
Right.
Because there were just too many, and I'm like, we'll revisit this category again, I'm sure. So, literally, my first like 10 picks were all the same genre within 4 years of each other, and I'm like, that's not good. So, we'll see what we end up with. One is a late entry that I thought of today, and it's such a mainstream thing, I'm sure one of you might pick it. We'll see. So,
yeah, I'm curious. Fuck yeah. No, we'll get to that in a second. Of course, we've had other stuff that we listened to. We have recommendations. This week was pretty good. I needed a dose of downer, and my favorite thing of that this year is, of course, Knott's Tragedy. Such a great little sip of downer rap to just listen to. I fucking love it. But then I needed my dopamine kick, so, of course, Chromatica is just awesome. I still need to figure out where I want to place Thousand Doves and Babylon because they don't belong at the end. Like, Sign from Above with Elton John should be the last song. Today I finally got around to the Norah Jones record, and that was a treat. That was nice.
I really enjoyed it.
To just get a whole 11 songs of Norah Jones was because I think at this point I prefer it over the Fiona Apple record. I'll definitely give that one more listens to. But it's just a bias in me because, God, I've loved Norah Jones since 2001, since forever. Mm-hmm. So she's always going to pull something so chill. And it's just something to be said about her simple but just always so soothing piano playing. I love the way she just plays the piano. And just it's just so complimenting to her voice. So she definitely
her
has nailed
her sound. Too.
Yeah, she's definitely nailed her sound throughout the decades. I fucking love it. So what have you been listening to, Diog?
Honestly, man, just Run the Jewels, dude. I've been listening to that last one over and over, man. And it keeps getting better every time I listen to it. Like, dare I say, this is probably my favorite album from them.
I know, right?
Yeah, man. I'm digging it so bad, too. Like, So I can't say a single bad thing about that entire album. So perfect.
I can. And it's like, it's what you said, like, because every time you listen to it, I love it even more, but I swear to God, every single time it just goes by faster and faster. We get to a few words for the firing squad, and it's like, wait, what? But that's the last song, right? And then you get that dope like drop at the end, and it's like, yeah, that's the end.
Yeah.
No, great record. So yeah, I gotta like maybe go even listen to like the Meow remix to this one might be really probably the best one. And of course,
yeah,
Keith,
I agree.
What do you know, Keith?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't hear you quite. Two things I want to talk about. Liam Gallagher, his Unplugged album came out this week.
We were talking about it in the last episode. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. If you guys don't know much about Oasis, the Gallagher brothers are artistic geniuses who've done a lot of really great stuff, but hate each other. Black Crows hate each other, basically. So, And so they feuded constantly, and it was really interesting. Liam, basically, in this album and like at the concert itself and things like that, the interviews he's done, he's actually talked about his brother a lot and about the genius of his brother. And I'm like, are we going to get a really cool Oasis reunion? Because he seems to be ready to reconcile, and I would love that. I wanted him to sing Don't Look Back in Anger because that's his brother's song. His brother wrote and sang that song.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't. That would have been really cool. He did do Champagne Supernova. He closed with it, actually. It was really interesting. And it was a pretty good album overall. Most of it's his solo stuff, but there are a couple Oasis songs in there. But it still is really good, and he holds up out of the 90s, you know. The other thing I listened to was the Norah Jones album, which I really appreciated. I did a little research into the Norah Jones album, and it obviously it did kind of take me back a little bit to her early stuff, like you were saying, where she just played piano, which yeah. I really, really like. And there's like piano chords that in my head are just Norah Jones chords, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of those, but the cool thing is this one is she teamed up with her friend who is a poet, and they wrote these songs. So it was her first album where the lyrics are kind of, you know, with a poetry basis, if you will. And then she talks about the inspirations being things like Shel Silverstein and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. Like I really like the album. So it's definitely a good chill album for me to like, you know, not pay too much attention to, but yeah. to have in the background. It's really great. So
yeah, we're going for a long cruise with it, and I couldn't pay much attention to like the lyrics, but it's like it all sounded like just very beautiful. So I always listen to like lyrics on my second or third time around. But yeah, the piano were just like very prominent, which is yeah, like how you say it, like it's, she has like her particular sound with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing is I listened to a playlist I made a long time ago. Not a long time ago, it was about a year ago, that I named Sentimental Tacky Crap, which is a bunch of late 2000s or early 2000s, late 90s sappy love songs that
nice
that are, you know, not good but are great at the same time. So just to give you a sample of it, Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight, Hanging My Moment by Lifehouse, Some Booty the Blowfish, you know, just stuff that it's Augustana, stuff that you're kind of like, you know, that song's great. I would never tell anybody I think it's great, but those songs are great. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. It's probably a little late on the date for probably that era, but 23 from Jimmy Eat World is such a beautiful downer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But it's just cool, and yeah, but I compromised my name in it, Sentimental Tacky Crap, so that works perfect. So. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been listening to.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, dope. Let's get down to our super dope playlist. This week is Front Women. So I've stated this before, I listen to the beat, T-Dog is the same way, but if it's something else that can definitely stand out after that, even if it's dope drums, if it's just a badass dope female with a powerful voice to just command yep. the song and just make you pay the fuck attention to what she's about to say and everything's just about to scream at you, I love Front Women.
Yeah,
they're just God. This is one of my favorite subgenres. yeah, Keith or T-Dog. Shit, yeah, you guys are definitely older, so you guys have been around for around more shows. What do y'all love about Front Women?
Dude, I am not gonna lie to you. Every show I've ever been to, they had a dope Front Woman. I fell in love with her, and have been in love with her ever since. So it's probably like, you know, a good 30 women I'm in love with. I have no idea who I am, but yeah, if you get up there and like, you know. Something about like a good, strong front woman that just, you know, commands the fuck out of the crowd she's in front of, you know, like belts it out, sings it. And, you know, it's like seeing a dope MC. Like if you have someone who has crowd control and like has like, you know, that knows what they're doing, man, a good front woman is just immeasurably dope. Yeah. A good front man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I second all that. Watching a good front woman live is fucking awesome. I've been to many concerts with female lead singers, and it's a lot of fun. They tend to have a lot more fun with the crowd, you know, and that's always fun to watch. And just, I don't know, like I always liked a female singing voice more than a male's for the most part. So, you know, I tend to towards songs like this. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good bunch. I'm excited where we all go around because, yeah, shit, front women, bands, like, God, let's get down to it. For my first one, I mentioned her before, and I'm just gonna about to double check again. I don't think I've added this song. It's fucking Love Hate by Betty Blowtorch. Shit, Betty Blowtorch is just one of the sickest bands. Sadly, very, very short lived. Sweet, not on there. It's very short-lived because they only had the one album. Fucking Bianca Butthole, the singer, and the bassist, and the bassist and the fucking vocalist. Who these belong to? Like, it sucks that I don't want to like sound like I'm like victim shaming, but please, listeners, don't ever accept Rise from Drunk Drivers. That's exactly what happened here, and it's like a tragedy that happened because the song and this voice, this fucking band was so killer. They had to disband after this because that was just fucking sucks. So, but god damn it. But going back into the song, yeah, you guys start singing and you get that fucking cool punk song, female vocals, and then you just an explosive of this like raspy, but just super clear, just like, and all the shit about like how to you hate to love and love hating at the same time because this shit got made too fucking soon. But shit. I fucking love the song. It just drives me and just love hate. Betty Blowtorch. Listen to it. It fucking rocks so much. T Dog, what's your first one?
My first one's going to be Runaways Cherry Bomb.
Nice. Perfect.
Classic, you know, band, original. You know that. Yeah, exactly. So they're so dope, man. Like the lead singer, it just has that voice that's just commanding, you know, very hard. And then also the band just kicks ass, dude. Like they fucking play hard, you know. Every single member of the band is dope. And then that song was just classic too. Like I remember, I'd forgotten all about it until I saw the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that part in the part one where they're like, you know, suiting up the, when they become, you know, the actual team and stuff. And that song is playing in the background. Right. I'm like, oh, dude. I forgot how dope that song was. I heard that.
It's a good use of the song, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Runaways, Cherry Bomb.
Awesome. Nice. Keith.
All right, so my first pick, I'm like T-Dog. I have a list here, and I'm just trying to pick out of it. There's one that has, of my entire list, I need to be on this playlist, so that's what I'm going to go with first. A band that does not get enough credit, but is absolutely wonderful. And that is Lacuna Coil.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what song.
Heaven's a Lie.
Bro, if I could fucking hug you and kiss you right now.
Yes.
That was going to be my honorable mention by them. Oh, dude. Oh, yes. Awesome.
That chorus fucking kicks. Like, it kicks you straight in the face. It's so good. Like, I actually introduced them to Liz this last week. We were listening. She's like, this is good. I'm like, yeah, I figured it's something you'd like. So, but there was a really great era of music of female lead singers in this era doing kind of hard rock, metal, or industrial bands. And I kind of got stuck in that for a while. So, but yeah. Lacuna Coil is the queen of them all. Just amazing.
No, yeah, Christina Scabbia, like, God, beautiful Italian woman, like, and those vocals. Those fucking vocals, like, oh man, like, of course, like, the main one is like Our Truth, but yeah, Heaven's a Lie is such a great, great song. Like, thank you for picking it.
Yeah,
I was gonna I'll get an extra one, but it was gonna make the cut.
Yeah,
but thank you, dude.
It was literally the only thing on my list. I'm like, well, that one has to go in, the rest of them are I'm debating still. So, yeah,
awesome, fuck yeah, god, that made my night. So, you know what. Fuck it, I'm gonna flip 3 and 2 just because like they're gonna go back next to each other, and yeah, and that's My Babe from the same era. And this is picture Josue in his room with his metal phase and watching Headbangers Ball, and it's 2005 and Arch Enemy releases their music video to My Apocalypse, and I fall in love with Angela Gosto. This blonde Swedish babe. Wow, these screams, these brutal guttural vocals. God, I love the song. Like even like the drums are kick ass, the guitar, and then like instead of doing like a crazy like whammy solo, it actually does like that dope like metal like groove breakdown where it just like calms down, but you get that clean guitar and just ooh. But then it just comes back with the chorus even more powerful. Ugh. I love My Apocalypse. I love Arch Enemy. And what's super dope is that so she no longer sings for the band. They've since found a replacement, another female to just replace her, to just have that front woman in it. But instead of just her being gone, she actually manages the band now. So it's like she's still very much involved and like knows where the band, where the band should go. So yeah, that's dope as well. So yeah, My Apocalypse, Arch Enemy. T-Dog, what's your number two?
So my number two, is going to another classic, but a totally different type of genre, and that's going to be the Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams.
I did not even think of the Eurythmics.
Dude, that was like so one of the first ones that popped in my head. Like, first off, because I wanted her to be on the list, just period. But yeah. I couldn't, you know, her, she's done a whole lot of solo stuff. But this is like what you know her for. Like, did you see her rendition of Screaming Jack's I Put a Spell on You?
Yes.
Oh my God, dude, how dope was that freaking performance?
Yeah, it's awesome.
But I was like, no, I need to get her on the list. I need to get this group on the list. And I'm just going to do it with the most popular song that you could play anywhere in the world, and everyone would know this track. So, yeah, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams.
Nice. Now you got me thinking I should have thought about a Metro a little more. but no, Keith, you're next.
All right, so my next pick. Christ, I'm looking at this list. Okay, I'm going to go with a band that you guys might not have heard of. They only ever had one album, but it's one of my favorite albums of the era, and that is Snake River Conspiracy. Snake River Conspiracy is a band of two dudes, and they made much music, and then they're like, hey, we need a lead singer. So they recruited a lead singer, a woman who looks like a modern Betty Page, we'll just put it that way. It's industrial rock is the way I would describe it. So the lead singer, her name is Toby Torres, and she,
wait, her name is Toby Torres and she looks like a modern Betty Page?
Yes.
So the hottest woman that's ever been created is basically the lead singer of this band.
Yeah, dude, she's, watch their videos is all I'll say.
Like, okay. I'm sold.
So, on this album, again, the band's name is Snake River Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. On this album, they do two covers. They do Love Song, which is amazing. And they do How
the
Soon...
The Cure Love Song?
Yes. And then they do How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. So, they're both really, really, really good. So I highly recommend them. But the song I actually am going to pick, it's a song. There's two songs I was torn between. So consider this an honorable mention for their other song. The other song was a song called You and Your Friend. And You and Your Friend is the song about this girl literally telling someone, hey, I want to sleep with you, but only if you bring your friend. Which at the time was a very direct and amazing song for a woman to sing. And the friend is a girl too, so it was just great. And it's just like, you also don't know if she's singing to a guy or to a third woman, but it's just really cool and just overtly sexual and awesome, and just I love it. It's great. But the song I chose is called Breed. I think it opens the album, I want to say, but check it out. It's just great. I don't have much else to say. Snake River Conspiracy, and the song is called Breed.
Nice.
Also, I'm gonna bring them up in just a moment with one of my honorable mentions, but I don't want to spoil that yet, just in case. So,
Okay, my number three, and it's not gonna be my last one. Thank God. I'm gonna give it to my Aussie goddess, Birdie Doll, and the Distillers, and the song is gonna be Hall of Mirrors. I want to karaoke this song so fucking bad, but it's one of those punk songs that just like kicks up and goes. So it's like, the timing has to be just right.
What was it? Sorry.
Hall of Mirrors by the Distillers.
Oh, the Distillers. Okay.
Yeah. God. When they announced that they were going to tour like 2 years ago, I immediately got tickets. I had to go see them. Just life goal achievement. Fucking made. I was at the front. I was middle front. We're literally like serenaded just like high school love songs to each other by her, from her. But of course, I had to sing them back to her, every single one of them. That was a magical night. Like, to see the Distillers, to see Birdie Doll, like, still such a beautiful goddess, and then just, like, right in front of me. Wow. Like, fuck. If I could see him again, I would. I really want to. It's like, the next shows after all this has to be a completely, like, super punk or metal show or a Lady Gaga show. I need to vent so much. But, yeah, this song is probably my favorite Distillers song. Probably outside of the, maybe tied with the other one I put on here too, But Hall of Mirrors, that's number three. Next up, number three, T-Dog.
So my third pick, I had a hard time deciding whether or not this would qualify, but I think it does. So my third pick is by Feist, and this track I want to do is My Moon, My Man. Now, the reason I had a hard, because it's Leslie Feist is the name of the lead singer, but she also has a band, but also writes all the musical pieces. So, like, she'll, you know, write the guitar, drums, and horns and all that, and have someone else in the band will play it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I think it would qualify in this case, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's like the Dave Matthews Band role.
The track I love. Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. So I chose Feist and then My Moon, My Man. It's a really, really cool beat. Just a really simple, like, piano rip, and then the drums match the riff, so it's really hypnotic and really, really cool track to listen to and chill out. Highly recommend if you haven't heard it, so... Yeah, Feist, My Moon, My Man.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keith, number three.
Okay, so I'm down to three, and I have two left. the problem is there's two bands that I think I should probably use, and I'm worried one of you is going to pick one. Mm-hmm. But I'm also worried not to choose one of them right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to get the most obvious one I know that needs to go on there. No Doubt.
Nice.
And the song I chose is Sunday Morning.
Cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of the best tracks. It's probably the best track off Tragic Kingdom, in my opinion, which is their big album. This is the one that came to me today. They didn't occur to me until today when I was in Costco,
really?
And it came up on my mix, and I was like, oh, god damn it. So I knew I had to include them. So, yeah, I went ahead and included Sunday Morning. It's just, it's No Doubt at its best. I can't really say much more than
one
that.
One of the best songs.
Yeah. So, and Gwen Stefani, back when she was incredible. I think this is Gwen Stefani's third appearance on our list.
I think probably. So.
Because
and
I put,
the only reason I didn't pick him because I knew somebody would. Just,
yeah.
You know.
I put Spiderwebs on here, and then we put the Let It Blow Your Mind with Eve on here. So, yeah. Yeah, she's her third appearance. So, yeah.
She's going to be on here forever. Like, it's Gwen Stefani. How could she not be on here multiple times?
Yeah, definitely. So that's my third pick, yeah.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you. So, for my last one. Yes. I'm going to go with Against Me. And I'm literally... bending the rules because this is one of the first, if not the first person in the fucking punk scene to come out as transgender, their dead name Tom Gable, and now the beautiful Laura Jane Grace totally commands and still fucking rocks Against Me. This shit was controversial. This shit came out like when she came out back in 2012, I was fucking huge. Like, there was a lot of split between the fans. If you don't know who Against Me is, it's like a great folk punk band from Florida. Very real shit, great lyrics, strong lyrics, powerful voice. So there's a lot of confusion. I was just like, well, how could this handsome dude like just turn around? It's like, well, mind your fucking business, first of all. But it was fucking awesome. Like, my only like thought I had for it was like, how is the voice gonna sound like? And he's like, fuck it, it's still just as amazing as it ever was. Ballsy as shit. So the thing I was going to go with the fans is like, a lot of fans like left because like they were just a bunch of fucking posers that they didn't really listen to the fucking lyrics and just like, well, I guess that's just too weird for me. And just like, well, fuck you because we don't need your fucking room in here. So,
right.
And then just that also totally embraced. She was such a fucking advocate after that. Instead of just like being recluse and just like focusing on the band, like, fuck that shit. It was just like out and everywhere and just a great fucking person. And had, also, again, one of my favorite shows I've been to. Seen them 4-5 times, and yeah, definitely like three of them are like one of my favorite shows I've ever been to. Twice I've stage dived because I probably wouldn't for any other show, and yeah, that was amazing. But the song I'm going with is, of course, with all this being said, how could I not pick True Trans, Soul Rebel? Great and beautiful song. And the thing about it is like about this album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, 2015, is that even if you don't like, even if you're not like gay or bi or any, if you're just completely cis, that's perfectly fine. But these songs are just the way they're just sung out and just like rocked out. Even if you don't relate to them, you can just still sing about and out loud as anthems because they just fucking rock so fucking much. And that's what I love about this album.
Yeah.
It says so much about her that she had to stay forever, even though it was teased. And like, listen to the song The Ocean, that's probably the most direct song back when G was male. And it was, and so she had to like literally write it down where it's, if I was born a woman, my mother once told me she would have named me Laura, and that's what she kind of went with it. But even before that, there was a lot of other hidden lyrics, like from like the earlier stuff that he could, pronouns then, could barely get away with, because he could just get so much shit on, and that's what, again, she was afraid of. So, yeah, true transphobe rebel, because thank God she's fucking free, and she's so fucking beautiful on stage. And I love Against Me so much. But yeah, that's my last one. I'm still gonna get to put it on here.
Yeah, no, and I want to throw in on what you're saying is that, like,
yeah,
the whole idea of, like, you know, if you can't directly relate to the lyrics or that specific situation, yeah, that's one thing. But the cool thing is like, music is universal, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like you can feel the joy of somebody, even if it's not something that applies to you, and still, like, otherwise, like, oh, I'm not a woman, you know, if there's any great story about, you know, like I'm like Proud Mary. Who can relate to Proud Mary? I'm not a woman, because it's fucking great, and you can get what she's saying, and you feel what she's feeling. So, yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Speak the same language. Like, I listen to all kinds of like foreign language albums that I don't speak Swahili, but I can tell that they're happy as fuck in this song. You know,
exactly. Yeah, so I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just like literally like, just had to like throw her in there. It's like she counts.
Totally.
Totally counts. Yeah.
All right, and T-Dog, what's your last one, buddy?
So one little known fact about T-Dog is that I love nepotism. So I'm always going to, you know, try to give homies a leg up. So my fourth pick is homies of the show, Taco Sauce, and my favorite jam of theirs, which is Gaslight. That's my favorite taco sauce track.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, Gaslight's fucking great.
Yeah, we couldn't have a discussion of dope front women and not put
fuck yes
local heroes and Vince Vaughn on there, dude, who just happened to kick fucking ass. So
yeah, I totally appreciate that you've actually added them. I know they were on my mind, and I already had a song picked out from them before, and they had a song picked out from themselves before, which is still a super dope move. Always love your own band. Always love your own shit. But yeah, it's just like I just honor so many other fucking fame and towels about all this shit. Like I love these women.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for picking again. Yeah, probably her second best song. Yeah, I Crash Your Bike is just still top tier for me.
Crash Your Bike is dope,
which is already on the playlist. So. Yes,
yeah.
So I was like, all right, I was like, that's already there. I'm gonna go with Gaslight. That's my jam. So
nice. Fuck yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, you ready to close this off?
Okay, so you guys made my decision for me by not picking the one band I feel needs to be on this group. So thank you for that. But I do have some quick honorable mentions before I get to it. Okay, so you mentioned Taco Sauce. Ironically, Juju Fontaine is one of my honorable mentions. I like Taco Sauce, but I love Juju Fontaine. So,
yeah.
Like, that shit's good. I got to give a shout out to Hailstorm, who is just wonderful. I got to give a shout out to Kitty. Yeah. And then two.
I didn't.
Yeah, I actually went back and listened to all of Kitty, and it was a hard cut, but yeah. And then two big honorable mentions, specific songs. There's a band called Guano Apes. This was my last cut that I just made. There's a band called Guano Apes. They're in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they're German, and they're fucking awesome. And it's a really, really great band, and the lead singer is awesome. It's I would call it skater rock, like actual rock. But they have a song called Open Your Eyes, which is really, really good. And that's the song I would have picked. They also have another song called Lord of the Boards, which is basically The Devil Went Down to Georgia, but if it was about snowboarding instead of fiddling. So it's really good. But yeah, Guano Apes, check them out. They're really, really great. And then my last song I'll mention, this would have been immediately behind Lacuna Coil if their entire career has not been erased from Apple Music except for one album. And that is a band called Drain STH. They are a Swedish power metal, I want to say. Swedish power metal, all female band. They have a kick-ass song called Simon Says. You can find it on YouTube and stuff. It's a really great song. This band is amazing, and I mentioned earlier when I talked about Snake River Conspiracy, the person who did the drums for them eventually was also a woman, and she was the backup singer for Snake River Conspiracy on tour. But Drain STH is incredible, and check them out. Listen to Simon Says, if nothing else. It's just like such a great like album, and oh god. But yeah, they've basically been erased, so I can't use them, unfortunately. Which leads me to my pick.
Oh, are they erased? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't dig into it. Well, they are from Sweden, so I know foreign bands, a lot of times it's like, you know, just legal reasons and stuff like that.
Okay.
They're probably available in their, you know, country and stuff. So,
right.
Which leads me to the pick I made. One of the most obvious female-led bands possible, especially in modern times, and a band that I love but have not put on the playlist yet. That is Paramore. Mm. And I picked...
That's who you're going with?
Yeah, Paramore. Yeah.
Okay.
And I picked the song Ain't It Fun because it's a great song, but the video is funny, and it's the lyrics are really interesting because it's Hayley Williams telling herself... It's a song to herself, basically, and it's basically like she became a musician. Misery Business hit big, and they became like a thing, and she thought she was hot shit, and then she moved to L.A., and she realized she's fucking nothing compared to everybody else in L.A., and that's what the song is about. It's like, ain't it fun living in the real world, and it's just like, you know, basically how she has to adjust the fact that she's not the big fish in the small pond she thought she was. And it's a great, great, great song. Again, the video is great. They just set a whole bunch of Guinness Book World Records in the video. That's all it does. And then they set the record for most records set in a music video. But I love Paramore. I love Hayley Williams. And she's had some pretty true staying power. She's been around a while. Paramore, Ain't It Fun was my last pick.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's a good song. I'm not going to knock it. I was actually going to go a little more old school because like her Misery, Riot, and the other one came out when I was in high school, so I was like what I relate to the most. Dope list. My honorable mention was Aterciopelados with Florecita Roquera, because I wanted to call out, because the song is a call out to when Shakira was by and like going with Andrea, so but it didn't make the cut. So but basically, that being said, I had like no doubt in the back of my mind like the whole time. So, but if I was gonna go with this song, is like I can't really pick a jazz song either. So, but yeah, I don't want to mention Aterciopelados because it's still a fucking dope band. All of these songs fucking kick ass. Love it, love it all. Love gonna be able to add them all. Fuck yeah. So yeah, that concludes our playlist. So what's up next for our releases?
Okay, we got a lot of stuff next week. Just albums I'm looking through. I'll just go through them quick. We got a Black Eyed Peas album, which I have no interest in listening to. Bob Dylan has a new album coming out, apparently. Let's see. Jason Mraz has a new album, which I actually have a weakness for Jason Mraz. I'll probably listen to that. I think he's really talented. He's just... When he hit big, it was the wrong songs, you know? John Legend has a new album coming out, and that's tempting the fuck out of me. Mushroomhead has a new album. There's a lot this week, guys. Neil Young, Newfound Glory all have new albums. And I know Josue is excited about Lamb of God.
I'm excited to see how... I just need to listen to the whole thing.
You're talking about the drummer.
Yeah, the drums are just lacking from the single so far. Mm-hmm. So I just need the whole thing all together.
Nice. As far as singles go, G-Eazy has a new single out. Ganache, which is what I call him, the G-Nash dude, he has a single coming out. H.E.R. has a single coming out, apparently. The Killers has a new single out, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
Because I will take on new Killers wherever I can. There's a new Swae Lee single, which I'm going to check out, because I like Swae Lee. And that's pretty much what I see as far as singles go as well.
Nice. I was also see like a Wheezy Workout. It's like a 4-song Lil Wayne EP.
Oh god.
So there's also that. Alright, so yeah, a bunch of good stuff. At least a lot of albums instead of a bunch of just singles stuff.
Yeah.
All it was for a second. So what's up next for next week on the roulette?
Well, before we get to that, I wanted to bring something up that we talked about in the group chat a little bit. And we do occasionally bring music news when it's a big deal. But I want to make sure we talk about this. So Riot Fest in Chicago is planning already the concert for next year because this year was canceled. And they've only announced the first wave of artists. There'll be three waves. And this wave is My Chemical Romance, The Smashing Pumpkins, Run the Jewels, The Pixies, Coheed and Cambria, Taking Back Sunday, Sublime, Dirty Heads, Lupe Fiasco, Circus Survive, Thrice. I'm just looking for the ones I give a shit about. Simple Plan, Newfound Glory, All American Rejects, Best Coast. Like, yeah, that's just a third of what we're going to get. And then
Coco Bordello has to be mentioned.
Yeah. So I've already messaged my friend Tanner. He went with me to the Innings Festival when we saw Weezer and stuff, and he's like, yeah, we need to go to that. And so I'm probably going to be making that trip to Chicago next September.
You know what, it's very doable. 150. You know what, and going off of that Lupe Fiasco, it's one of those anniversary tours or shows. He's specifically performing the Cool.
Yeah.
So that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, so I will probably be making that trip, and if so, I will give a live perform or live report from there if I need to. So
dude, yeah, My Chemical Romance.
I know, dude. Just the first row. My Chem, Smashing Pumpkins, Run the Jewels, Pixies. I'm in. I don't care. That's the 150 by itself.
Yeah.
Even old school punk. Old school punk with Circle Jerks. Like, you know, like, fuck. Like, I should go to this.
Dude, Living Color is going to be there. We get to see Cult of Personality live.
It has to be made. I think like the thing I'm least excited for is Sublime with Rome.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, basically.
That and probably talking about Newfound Glory. That's it.
I know Bayside's going to be there. One of my friends is a big Bayside fan, so.
Oh, I love Bayside.
Yeah, they'll be there, and Best Coast. We've talked about Best Coast on the podcast before, so so that's only the first week that's been our first group that's been announced, and they said it's going to be more, and it's going to be another wave of headliners, and under you know it's not they didn't announce all the good ones right away.
Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
So yeah, I want to make sure I got that out there, and we'll be talking about it over the next year, I'm sure. So,
I'm fucking with two fucking vaccines of COVID, I'm fucking there, dude.
Yeah, dude. If we get out there,
wear your mask.
Meet you there. We'll get some deep dish pizza. We'll go to.
I've never been to Chicago. So
we'll go to a Blackhawks game. Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'll be down to do everything.
Yeah, definitely. So awesome. Okay, so for next week, the randomizer. Let me get it pulled up here. Next week's category is, I've been wondering when this one was going to come up, side projects.
Nice. Dope. Crozen, if you listen to this before we record, please be on here. We need to talk about which Gino's side projects we're going to pick. Gino has like so fucking many.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, yep, side project.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, dope. That's a fun one. Nice. Well, thank you guys fucking for being here. Thank you for adding these songs with me. Probably one of my favorite weeks to listen to. Our listeners, our audience, thank you so much for listening and continue to listen to this on everywhere we have podcasts, and you can listen to podcasts too. Of course, you listen to right now, so you know where to go to. But our beautiful playlist that is on Google Play, Apple Music, and Spotify as Infinite Playlist. If you need help, we can definitely send you a proper link for it. And all of our stuff and our personal stuff, not so personal, is on our great website, geek-network.com. And all of our handle stuff on social media is GN Podcasts. So please follow us and everywhere because we have dope shit to put on there and our Facebook page, Geek Network. Yep. So yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been a Geek Network production.